Okay, so what I'm going to do is explain to you what happens to me on a daily basis. Okay, so I wake up every day, I have some food and everything, everything seems like it's going to be fine. Then all of a sudden, shit happens out of nowhere, and I'm like, what the hell, man? And then people are like, what did I do? And I'm like, I don't remember what you did, this is Soviet Russia. In Soviet Russia, car drives you, shit happens to you, do not give shit to anyone else, even though it sounds like it's going to work, but it never does. So I'm like sitting at my computer around 1980s or so, and it's very slow computer compared to what we have now. And I'm searching on this thing called Google, and someone tells me to look up Chuck Norris, and I tried to look it up, and then as soon as I did, the Chernobyl reactor started to explode, and everyone comes running into my room like, what did you do? And I'm like, I don't know what I did. I tried to do what the American people told me to do. And they said like, what did they try to tell you to do? And I'm like, they told me to Google Chuck Norris. And they're like, oh, you dumbass. Ugh. Oh my god. And then they were starting to yell at me, saying that was a really bad idea, because apparently, if you try to Google Chuck Norris and click the I'm feeling lucky button, shit will happen. And, you know, reactor number 4 exploded, and it just got everywhere. The radiation just really fucked everything up and everything. And that's about the first 2 minutes of my day. And so I'm eating a bowl of whatever the hell we are Russians eat, because every day it's something different, and you know, it never tastes any good. And we tried to go outside, and we're like, oh fuck this, it's too hot out, and because you know, we got to wear the gas masks now, and it gets really very uncomfortable. So we're walking outside with like the way we do, like total badasses. And I'm trying to go to my job, and I'm like, okay, maybe today is not going to be as bad as I originally thought. So Chernobyl had exploded, you know, that's a common thing for it to happen in Russia. Actually, it is in Ukraine, but it is close enough to where we consider it Russia, because we don't give a shit. And I got to work, and it's like, hey, what are you doing? And I'm like, I'm coming here for work. And he's like, no, you're not. You're fired. And I'm like, why am I fired? He's like, you are 2 minutes late to work. I cannot have this happen. And I'm like, oh, fuck you. And I decide what I'm going to do is very simple. I hit it all in my mind like days before. I was going to go to the restroom. If this is what would happen. Like, if I was ever going to quit my job, this is what I would do. I would go into the restroom. I would put rubber dog shit on the ceilings, the walls, the floor, all the toilet seats, and I'd spray a bottle of liquid ass all over the place. Yes, liquid ass does exist. It is a bottle of concentrated shit smell. And it's very powerful. So I would do that, so that way people walk into the restroom like, what the hell happened here? They would need to throw up, but they wouldn't be able to do it in the restroom because it smelled so bad. So they'd walk in there and they'd be appalled. There'd be shit on the ceiling, and they'd be wondering how the hell did that happen. And I would just wear like some sweatpants or something like that, and have the biggest piece of fruit I could find in my crotch. So that way I'd walk out like a big shot and be like, "Fuck you guys, I'm going to chill." So that is like the rest of my day. And I go walking around Chernobyl, and I'm thinking to myself, "Damn, I really fucked up with this one." Like, this is the last time I try to take any Americans' advice, because, you know, every time I try to do that, shit happens. And if there's something I learned in my lifetime, it's that, you know, as long as there are two people left on the planet, somebody's shit is going to get slapped, you know? And so I decide, you know what, this has gone too much, I need to chill. So I go to my girlfriend's house, and she's like, I don't want to see you anymore. And I'm like, why is that? And she says, well, size matters. And I'm like, well, of course size matters. If a vagina is 10 feet wide, the fuck are you going to do with that? And she didn't like that joke very much, so she called the police and I was arrested. And they put me in the jail cell for about 3 hours until they stopped laughing. And then it's like, okay, tiny dick, you're free to go. And I'm like, yes, yes, whatever. So I'm walking back home, and it is like only an hour into my day. And I'm like, oh, great, what am I going to do now? So I try going around doing stuff, and, you know, there's nothing really I can do with Russia. It's freezing outside. There is nuclear radiation everywhere, thanks to my Google problem. And, you know, things aren't really going my way. It's, you know, it's very complicated life for me. So I decide to go to my friend's house, and I'm like, hey, what are you doing? And he's like, oh, I'm not really doing anything. And I'm like, well, do you want to do something? And he's like, eh, I don't really feel like doing anything. And I'm like, what are you, fat American man? And he's like, well, I have been Googling. And I'm like, holy shit, do not Google. Last time I tried to Google, shit happened. And he's like, yes, we all know. But that is because you Googled Chuck Norris. And that is going to happen one way or another. And I'm like, yes, I guess you're right about that. So anyway, we decided, you know, we need to do something today, and we go outside, we go to the bar, and I get about 15 shots of vodka, which is like, you know, not much in Russia. So I'm just a little buzzed because of this, and I decide, you know what, fuck it, I'm going to do something that is productive. So I try to think of something to myself that's actually relatively fun to do. But I cannot think of anything, and I'm like, you know what, fuck this, and I get a bottle of Everclear, which is like almost 100% alcohol per volume. I just chug that shit as fast as I can, and I go back to sleep to redo the cycle in the morning. And that is my daily life.